The Labor Department this morning said the U.S. unemployment rate fell to its lowest level in nearly 6 years last month, and employers added some 288,000 jobs to their payrolls. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The job growth was spread across the economy in business services, retail trade, manufacturing, and even government hiring. Not only did June job growth go up at a robust pace, but the Labor Department also raised its estimate of the number of jobs created in April and May. Doug Handler is chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight.
We've averaged about 248,000 over the past 5 months, and in this month, the quality of the jobs really is noteworthy in the report. So we're on our way to labor market health for sure.
The report also said that the overall unemployment rate fell again from 6.3% in May to 6.1%. That was the lowest it's been since September 2008, the month when Lehman Brothers collapsed and the U.S. economy went into a tailspin. In recent years, such a big drop often took place for the wrong reasons. People grew so discouraged about finding work that they stopped looking and fell off the unemployment rolls. But Ryan Sweet of Moody's Analytics says that wasn't the case this time. Household employment actually rose, and the overall labor participation rate was stable.
It seems like people are getting re-engaging back into the labor force. So I think the drop in the unemployment rate is encouraging. I think the jobless rate has come down much more quickly than many economists anticipated.
At the same time, people who have had the most trouble finding jobs are finally getting hired. The number of long-term unemployed is dropping, too, and is now half what it was 3 years ago. The report suggests that the big dip in growth last winter, when the U.S. economy contracted by 2.9%, did only temporary damage to the job market. If there was a downside to the report, it was in the number of people working fewer hours than they wanted. Again, Ryan Sweet.
The number of people working part-time for economic reasons increased in June, and that may catch the Fed's attention a little bit and kind of temper their enthusiasm about the strength of the job market.
In fact, the report will give Federal Reserve officials plenty to think about. The June report shows wages grew at 2% over the preceding 12 months, and that suggests that inflation remains a distant threat. At the same time, the continued growth in the job market will have to give Fed officials pause. The Fed has kept interest rates near zero for more than 5 months. It also buys up billions of dollars worth of bonds every month. The rate of bond purchases has been slowing considerably. The strength of this morning's report suggests that Fed officials may have to pull back on the purchases more quickly and prepare for the day when extraordinary measures to help the economy are no longer needed. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.